Well, I am here with Senator Lindsey Graham. It is
and
the
I
night.
I always enjoy our interviews.
Well, that's great. I enjoy them too. Well, Senator, you know, here it is, the night of the caucus. You, of course, were just here in Aiken to talk on behalf of Joe Wilson.
Right.
You gave a very rousing speech about we have to take back the Congress, take back the Senate.
Well, I said two things. I said I think it's important for the Republican Party to not only take back the House and the Senate and the White House, but we need to tell people what will we do with it if we got it. I don't want to just promise easy solutions to hard problems. I want us as a party to lay out a vision that if we took back the House and the Senate and the White House, that we would change the tax code so American jobs would be created, would eliminate a lot of deductions and loopholes so the very wealthy don't pay a whole lot, that they'd have to pay a fair share, there'd be certainty in payment, that we would change the way business is done here in America, that would repeal Obamacare, but that's not enough. What would you replace it with? With more opportunity to buy health care from more sources, allowing people to have tax deductions like businesses have to buy health care insurance. We got to be for things, not just against Obama.
Absolutely. But, you know, the thing that bothered me was that two-month extension on the payroll.
Yeah, bothered me too.
But you guys just left.
Well, basically, that was what the market could bear. But, you know, here's what I want to do. I don't like taking money out of the Social Security Trust Fund as a permanent solution to our tax problem. That money coming out of the trust fund is supposed to be there to pay Social Security. It's being replenished, but we're run out of the ability to do that. I'd rather have a overhaul of the tax code, reduce rates for everybody. 47% of the people pay no income taxes, broaden the base, but do away with the deductions so that big businesses wind up paying nothing. Have two simple deductions, interest on your home and charitable giving with a cap on how much you can deduct, and take all these deductions out of the tax code and pick a fair amount and make people pay it. So my hope is that we'll get away from taking money out of the Social Security Trust Fund after this year and go to a different way of providing tax relief.
And what about the $1.2 trillion that we need to keep the government going?
Well, we're gonna have to have a debt ceiling increase. My view is I don't want to raise the debt ceiling until we fix what got us into debt to begin with.
Well, we're not making very good
progress
on that.
We're not,
and
I'm not gonna. We're not, and the super committee failed.
Right?
The Gang of Six, Bowl Simpson, the president rejected his own commission. We know what to do. We know that people are living longer. You got to adjust the age of retirement for younger workers. People of my income level shouldn't have any subsidies coming from the government to pay for my Medicare. I should pay the full cost of my Medicare premiums. When it comes time to save Social Security, you can reduce my benefits because I have outside income. We got to do these things to save Social Security and Medicare from bankruptcy, and we know what to do to create jobs. You lower taxes, you don't raise taxes. Class warfare doesn't benefit America. It destroys America. What benefits America is when hard work is rewarded. So we know what to do, but Ronald Reagan and Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill did it. We need leadership. Obama, budget got not one vote in the United States Senate. 100-0 against his budget. He rejected the Bowles Simpson Commission, his own commission, and he's run up more debt on his watch than all presidents combined. The president had a chance to bring us together, but he rammed through Obama health care on a partisan vote behind closed doors. The stimulus package was a flop. He had big Democratic majorities. Instead of working in a bipartisan way, he tried to jam us in the first 2 years. And that's your question is why can't we do it? It's lack of leadership. The next president of the United States hopefully will be a Republican. We'll have the wisdom of Ronald Reagan to sit down with our Democratic leadership and say, we're going to save Social Security and Medicare from bankruptcy. We're going to overhaul this tax code, and we're going to do it together. If we get the presidency and the White House, the Senate, and the Congress, my goal is not to worry about losing it, but to do something good with it. We're running out of time. The baby boomers retiring in large numbers. There are 2-3 workers for every Social Security retiree today. There used to be 16. The demographic changes in this country are real. We're going to lose the American dream if we don't work together quickly.
Well, you know, they've said that 80 is the new 65.
Well, in 1935, when Social Security was first designed, the average life expectancy was 62. You didn't get your check to a 65. Today, we're living to be 80 and older. That's the good news. The bad news is there are less workers than there used to be, fewer workers, and we're all living longer. We're going to have to adjust the age for younger workers. put them on notice. You're going to have to work a couple years longer, but that way there will be something there for you. Tell people in my income level, listen, we're going to renegotiate your Social Security benefits. You'll get a check, but it won't be what we promised because we can't afford it. And those things, if we did them, would change the system, just like Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. Last thing I want to say is that we've got economic problems, but we've got a national security threat from Iran. I hope the next president of the United States will let the Iranians know they're not going to get a nuclear weapon, and we'll do everything in our power to stop them. If the Iranians develop a nuclear weapon, I fear they would use it. And if they get one, everybody else in the Mideast is going to want a nuclear weapon. Then you're on the road to Armageddon. We need strong, decisive leadership like Ronald Reagan. And right now, no one respects America. And when America's not respected, we're in danger.
Last question.
Yes, ma'am.
Any predictions on the caucus tonight?
You know, I think the top three are going to be close. But what happens in Iowa probably weeds out a few people. In South Carolina, we pick the nominee. Choose wisely when it comes our time to pick the nominee for the Republican Party. Since 1980, we've gotten it right every time. I want a conservative, social, fiscal conservative who can beat Obama. So I ask every primary voter to think about not just the most conservative candidate, but the one that can win in a national election against Obama. South Carolina picks the nominee for the Republican Party. Iowa takes people out of the race.
And who are you supporting?
I have not made my mind up yet.
I knew you were going to say that. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you, ma'am.